bars and boxy peanut bulges in thin and thick discs. II. Can bars form in hot thick discs? By Sumarvo Ghosh et al. The Milky Way as well as external galaxies possess a thick disk. However, the dynamical role of the geometrically thick disk on the bar formation and evolution is not fully understood. Here, we investigate the effect of thick disks in bar formation and evolution by means of a suite of n-body models of kinematically cold, thin, kinematically hot, thick disks. We systematically vary the mass fraction of the thick disk, the thin-to-thick disk scale length ratio as well as thick disk scale height to examine the bar formation under diverse dynamical scenarios. Bars form almost always in our models, even in presence of a massive thick disk. The bar in the thick disk closely follow the overall growth and temporal evolution of the thin disk's bar, only the bar in the thick disk is weaker than the bar in the thin disk. The formation of stronger bars is associated with a simultaneous larger loss of angular momentum and a larger radial heating. In addition, we demonstrate a preferential loss of angular momentum and a preferential radial heating of disk stars, along the azimuthal direction within the extent of the bar, in both thin and thick disk stars. For purely thick disk models, without any thin disk, the bar formation critically depends on the disk scale length and scale height. A larger scale length and or a larger vertical scale height delays the bar formation time and or suppresses the bar formation almost completely in thick disk-only models. We find that the Ostreicher-Piebel criterion predicts the bar instability scenarios in our models better than the Efstathiou-Lake Negroponte criterion. This was bars and boxy, peanut bulges in thin and thick disks. II. Can bars form in hot thick disks? By Sumarvo Ghosh et al.